Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Yesterday, there was little snow in north-central Wisconsin. Today, a full-blown winter storm is causing power outages, slippery roads that can be near impassable on some secondary highways, and general tough conditions for snowplow drivers and people coming north for Thanksgiving. In some parts of the North Woods, a foot of snow has fallen. The National Weather Service in Green Bay says the snow will be ending this afternoon, then a lull on Thanksgiving Day before more snow is expected Friday afternoon and through the weekend. At midday, Wisconsin Public Service We Energies reported about 20,000 customers without power in the service area. Parts of the North Woods were hit the hardest, with thousands of customers without power in Rhinelander, Harshaw, Minocqua, and Eagle River. The high winds with the storm was slowing the restoration of power. Many school districts had planned for a day off today, so few schools in the region had to be closed for bad weather. We'll keep you updated on the storm. Two men charged in the shooting death of an American white pelican last July on Mill Lake in Land O'Lakes pled guilty recently in Vilas County Court, paid fines, had hunting and fishing rights revoked for 2 years, with the court ordering the rifle use confiscated. 60-year-old Neil Paulman and 47-year-old Jeffrey Paulman, both of Greenville, Wisconsin, were charged with a DNR citation of shooting a protected bird after an investigation. According to court documents, Neil Paulman was the person doing the shooting with a .22 caliber rifle owned by Jeffrey Paulman. Court filings indicated there were 5 to 6 shots from a pontoon boat about 75 yards from the pelican, with no attempt to see if the bird was dead. Both men were fined over $300 and lost their hunting and fishing rights for 2 years. Wisconsin school districts say they budget for students who can't pay for their lunches, and the tab can get pretty high. Broadcast reports in the Milwaukee area find a lot of money owed to the majority of school districts. The bill in the Oak Creek Franklin Joint School District is almost $134,000. The West Dallas West Milwaukee School District is covering unpaid lunch debts of nearly $60,000. Menominee Falls schools say private donors have covered the cost twice. And Wisconsin Capitol Police say a man they arrested Tuesday had apparently flipped over a big ornate table in the Supreme Court chamber. The man's name has not been released. Officers responded when they heard a loud crash. They found the heavy furniture on its side with the tabletop broken. The room was empty at the time, except for the suspect, who was subdued by officers. There has been no suggestion of a motive. And cats that were abandoned at the Taylor County Humane Society are improving. Officials with the Medford facility say all the animals that were left in storage totes last week are on track to being healthy. Mike Leishner has more.
All of the cats were suffering from some sort of ailments, such as worms, ear mites, eye infections, or upper respiratory infections. But the good news is they're all expected to make full recoveries. Once they've been fixed and temperament tested, they should be up for adoption. Officials with the Humane Society say they've been overwhelmed with the amount of support the public has given. Anyone who wants to donate to the cat's recovery efforts or possibly adopt one should watch the Humane Society's Facebook page for details.
That's Mike Leishner. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office is continuing to investigate the incident as well, because whoever abandoned the cats could face charges. The weather forecast for the rest of the afternoon: look for snow to be tapering off before 3 p.m. And cloudy skies continue, with temperatures dropping to about 26 by dark, and gusty winds, about 4 more inches of snow today. Then for tonight, 30% chance of snow showers, cloudy, low 22. Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy, high 31. Friday, 40% chance of snow showers afternoon, cloudy, with a high near 31. Then snow in the forecast Friday night, Saturday night, and again on Sunday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.